Not my money. Len Tillum, KGO.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As officials with BP sit down with the Interior Secretary and the Homeland Security Secretary, those in the Gulf continue to try and hold back the spill.
The sand is still white, and the water appears to still be the same color. So right now, we're not seeing any effect.
National Guard Captain Marcus Young, who says even though you can't see the oil from Alabama's Dolphin Island, they know it's coming. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman in Venice, Louisiana.
This slick isn't one giant blob of oil, but more like a patchwork, federal oceanographer David Wesley told ABC News.
And all those little patches are in different locations, so when the wind direction changed, it's being mostly pushed by the wind, and so it's getting pushed in different direction.
Right now, the wind is pushing thick strands of oil towards Alabama, but that could change, he says. And every day the wind keeps the oil offshore, allows the sea more time to grind it up and disperse it. Matt Gutman, ABC News, Venice, Louisiana.
The Times Square bomb investigation is now focusing on the SUV in which the crude device was found. The latest in New York from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The SUV was registered to someone who sold it last month in Connecticut. He is not a suspect. He has given investigators a description of the buyer, who we're told paid cash. The Attorney General of the United States said today police have made substantial progress and have developed some good leads. We're told there may be an international element to the case, but it's just one of a number of possibilities.
This is Ann Compton at the White House, where the president's spokesman without hesitation calls the incident in Times Square one of terrorism, considering the explosives loaded in that vehicle. Robert Gibbs adds the government still does not know who was responsible for the attempt.
President Obama has called Times Square vendor Wayne Jackson to commend him for alerting police about that SUV. It's back. The ash cloud from the Iceland volcano is causing flight restrictions over Ireland. Airspace over the country is being closed beginning at 1 a.m. Eastern time. The Dow is up 141. You're listening to ABC News.
The world is full of perfect pairs, peanut butter and jelly, yin and yang, jeans and a t-shirt, and now home and auto from Farmers Insurance. Buy them together and receive a great discount on both policies. It's as sweet as a chocolate vanilla swirl. Ask a Farmers agent about our perfect pair discounts, two of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Get world-class savings and the service to match. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
Something incredible happened last night. Mary got a better night's sleep. Aches and pains didn't keep her up. She took Advil PM. She used to take Tylenol PM, but last night she switched and spent less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. And Mary is really appreciating that today. Aches and pains keeping you up? Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands are trademarks of the respective owners.
Downtown Nashville is nearly deserted after people were evacuated because of the rising Cumberland River. So far, the Cumberland has not crested. More than 20 people in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky have been killed by the storms and the flooding. Days after being told it will face a class action sexual discrimination lawsuit, there's a new problem for Walmart.
The case started years ago when a health department employee here in California saw a Walmart worker pouring bleach down a drain. Then detectives say they caught employees at 236 other Walmart stores in California mishandling chemicals. The company is agreeing to pay out close to $28 million. Walmart says it's improved environmental affairs since the cases were discovered.
ABC's Alex Stone. She was the original
Georgie girl.
Actress Lynn Redgrave has died at the age of 67.
Lynn Redgrave, part of the third generation of the Redgrave acting dynasty, was nominated for two Oscars. The first for 1966's Georgie Girl. The second is James Whale's Made in Gods and Monsters. Redgrave appeared on numerous TV shows here in the States. In recent years, she guested on Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Ugly Betty, and Desperate Housewives.
ABC's David Blaustein. Redgrave had been battling cancer for the past several years. A new study confirms what most people have thought for many, many years. Chubby kids are more likely to be picked on than their classmates. Researchers at the University of Michigan say chances are much better overweight kids will be bullied at school regardless of anything else. This is ABC News.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy three with triple points on airfare. Buy two with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
I'm Shiri Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. The FBI has been called in to help find organizers of a May Day march that turned violent in Santa Cruz. It's estimated there were up to $100,000 worth of damage to 18 businesses. Marin Catholic High School baseball player Gunnar Sandberg, who was hit in the head with a line drive back in March, is scheduled to be released from a San Francisco rehabilitation center tomorrow. And a biologist who banded San Jose City Hall's newest falcon chicks today announced that the offspring are two males and a female. Experts today also banded baby falcons born on a ledge of the PG&E building here in San Francisco. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
San Lorenzo, northbound 238 after East 14th. There is a crash reported there. It looks like it's a solo vehicle into the wall. Oakland, south 880 after High Street. Crash there. CHP ran a traffic brake to remove debris. Blackout Casino in Tuolumne. Take Highway 108 to Sonora, then follow the signs to Blackout Casino. Blackout Casino, visit blackoutcasino.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
San Jose and Livermore already at 77. 74 for Santa Rosa, 71 in San Francisco. KGO's Lloydland the Young says you can expect a bit of a cool down tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs up to 75. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, this our first story. It ain't Jesus in a matzah, but it's almost as good, especially when you look at the spinoff. There's a sheep that just gave birth to, stillbirth, to a dead lamb with a human-like face. I'm looking at a picture, and indeed, the way it's photographed, it just looks like the face of a smiling person. Except I suspect what I'm looking at as lips is a little fold going crosswise and a little bump, which is not to where the human nose would be, but not where the lamb's nose. And it's a mutation, of course. A lamb's head did have what we would construe to see some human features. Now, you know, if you're seeing the face of Mary in a cheese sandwich, then obviously we must admit we are suggestible when it comes to this kind of a thing. But nevertheless, it's a rare mutation. And they say possibly fodder for the lamb's mother had too much vitamin A in it. As you know, too much vitamin A, fat-soluble vitamins, and high levels of D, too, I think, can cause birth defects. And it goes on and on and on. This is in Izmir, Turkey. I say that because the governor of the province, where the, quote, ugly goat was born, said that the little goat, this is that was also born in around the same time period in Zimbabwe, and the governor of the province where the ugly goat was born said the goat was the fruit of unnatural relationship between the female goat and a man. Now, I suppose you all know, I hope that is silly. You can't mix human eggs and sperm with animal eggs and sperm and create halfway species. It doesn't kind of work like that. And before you launch into all those poor, ignorant people, unfortunately, we're so smart in America that we have all the answers, right? And the governor of the province says this incident of the human face on the goat and the sheep here, too, is very shocking. It is my first time to see such an evil thing. It is embarrassment. The head belongs to a man and the body is that of a goat. It is evident that an adult human being was responsible. Evil powers caused this person to lose self-control. We often hear cases of human beings committing bestiality. This is the first time such an act has produced an animal with human features. All right, so hang on to the sheep and the goat with the human face for a second. And don't fall into this trap, all those poor, primitive, stupid people. So I'm looking at some stuff here relating to the earthquake, the tragedy. It's beyond bounds. You know, I can't even begin to grasp it at this point. But online there's a site here and a long, long article with amazing, amazing photographs. And one of them, a very moving and telling photograph. And it's just a picture of a plain wall, and there's this huge crack in the wall that zigzags through the wall, and obviously the house in which this wall is broken. And right next to the crack is like a souvenir plate, something you'd buy at the Vatican. And it's a picture of the Pope John Paul II, and it says, "Bless our home." And I thought, boy, there's a lot to that picture. Bless our home, and there is this wide, wide crack through it. So we're going to move to this other story that, personally, I kind of relate to the goat and the sheep with the human face. You know, being an aspect of evil. You ready? This is a quote, transcript, the 700 Club, our buddy Pat Robertson, says the following. And you know, Christy, something happened a long time ago in Haiti, and people might not want to talk about it. They were under the heel of the French, you know, Napoleon III and whatever. And they got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you will get us free from the French. True story. And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal. And they kicked the French out. You know, the Haitians revolted and got themselves free. But ever since, they have been cursed by one thing after the other. Cursed. Now, you know, Robertson also concurred with Falwell. 9/11 attacks were attributed to, you know, feminists and abortionists and gays. Robertson linked Hurricane Katrina, of course, to the legalization of abortion. He blamed Ariel Sharon's stroke, right, for dividing God's land, the sweat lodge, on the people seeking New Age religions. He goes on and on and on and on. I thought to myself, does that mean it's fair game that if Mr. Robertson happens to die a particularly painful and humiliating death, and I'll keep track, I've done this before, boy. This is a sick way of I told you so, but if he were to die a particularly humiliating and painful death, would it be fair for me to say he's cursed, right? And ask him where was his God if he's been right about all these things and done such good works on this earth of ours? And it obviously it annoys me. It just makes me think of the Middle Ages. They were called the Dark Ages. Because every time something happened that we didn't like, we raised the specter of Satan and sin and the devil and punishment. And when good things happened, it had nothing to do with our own humanity, our own efforts. It had to do with my being on the side of the right kind of God. So I don't see any difference. Do you? Do you see any difference between Pat Robertson and the governor of this province in Zimbabwe, both claiming evil for what is obviously to anybody with an education due to physical events far beneath the earth's crust? And then we move to Texas, where they have to come up with a new curriculum. And I didn't know this was open to this kind of thing. State Board of Education are hearing testimony of how to design and interpret United States history and what they're going to put in U.S. history books for kids in Texas. There's a conservative-led board, of course, and the guidelines are full of potential ideological flashpoints. Early quibbles over how much prominence you give civil rights leaders such as Thurgood Marshall and the inclusion of Christmas seem to be smoothed over. And they're crafting, board members are crafting dozens of amendments about what they're going to teach their kids. And I don't know, the board members deciding what the kids should learn in history? Are they deciding what they learn in physics and biology? Do they understand enough? No, of course not. They're basically, most of them, ignorant about those kinds of things, but they sure think they know American history. What they want is more emphasis on the religious beliefs of the nation's founding fathers. They want to promote and highlight their Christianity. Others who promote the separation of church and state are prepared to do battle. And they've made it clear, the board members, they want students to learn that the founding fathers intended America to be an explicitly Christian nation, with laws based on their own narrow interpretations of the Bible. And the argument is that the principles on which the nation has been founded are biblically based. I don't know how that is, because I see those same principles in almost every religion around the world in places where they don't have any religion. It's called humanity, humanism. And, of course, what violates the Constitution is presenting material that either prefers Christianity over other faiths or depicts the United States as legally a Christian nation. And by the way, they're concerned, they want to determine how much time you give to various famous people in history. And it turns out that Mary Kay Ash is from Texas, and she gets more of a mention than Christopher Columbus. Twice as many mentions as Christopher Columbus, according to their curriculum. Of course, she's mentioned twice, and Columbus is mentioned once in an American history book. And you wonder why our kids can't keep up intellectually with the rest of the world. Okay, let's change. Let's see. We need something more pleasant here. Yeah, let's talk about the headline's pretty good. Test drive a new pair of breasts. This is not a bad thing. It's a plastic surgeon who offers women the implants and then puts them in a special vest, and they walk around for a few days to make sure the fit is perfect. This isn't the first time this is tried. It's got to go back on 15, 20 years ago. A company in America came up with these, they called them bra inserts, and they were made, instead of like a padded bra, they were made of silicone, and they had heft and bounce. And you put them in your bra and walk around for a few days, see how you feel about it. You know, get a sense of it ahead of time, i.e. test driving your new plastic surgery. It's not a bad idea. You can always change your mind. You don't have to, of course. And it's called Biodynamics Breast Analysis, called Natrel. It's awful, sounds close to this company that made these other implants. And so if you want to know, not many plastic surgeries where you can get a pretty good accurate look and feel of what it's going to be like afterwards. You can look in a computer and a doctor tells you what your facelift is going to look like. But here's a living, living, breathing example. All right. Speaking of, let's see. Oh, this is interesting. A lot of you, I had a discussion a few weeks ago with somebody who just didn't believe you could take sewage and turn it into clean water. I said, there are some municipalities that are doing this. And of course, in a space station, you got to do it. And they doubted me, and today we're learning that there's a very interesting glitch going on in the International Space Station, and there's a problem with handling urine. The $250 million water recycling system, which processes urine into clean water, is having problems because, now listen to this, the high concentration of calcium in the astronaut's urine, which clogs the system. It's fascinating because in zero gravity, you lose calcium. Your bones thin. That calcium has to go someplace. And as the researchers here say, and this is, I love this because there's so much of research and so many breakthroughs that are serendipitous. It says, we have learned a heck of a lot more about urine than we ever wanted or needed to know, said the space station flight director. And it's been under construction, 220 miles above the Earth, and the urine recycler was started up. And recently I was in Washington, D.C., went to the Aerospace Museum, which, of course, is one of those must-do-before-you-die things. And, oh, my gosh, they had great demos of all this because it's one of the more popular questions they get asked is, well, how do people handle their bathroom habits in space? And they have examples in the Russian spacecraft for females and males, and it is it's quite a thing. And recycling is critical because water is very heavy, 8 pounds per gallon. Here, these two stories go together. I love this. There's something here I really like. Movie makers. These are people looking at appropriate injury prevention tactics in movies made for kids. In other words, if you have a movie made for a kid and you see someone riding a bike without a helmet, they get dinged. They're on a boat without a life vest, or in a car without buckling up. To see whether injury prevention practices in children's movies have improved or worsened, they looked at popular G-rated and PG-rated movies, and overall there is some improvement. 56% of motor vehicle passengers wore seatbelts. That's up from 27% in 1995. It goes on and on and on. And, of course, crashes and falls in kids' movies. No one bleeds. No one gets hurt. No one gets knocked out. Adult movies, too. You see people taking blows to the head, and then just get right up and keep on fighting. Okay. Certainly, and they acknowledge Hollywood has total creative freedom in doing what they want to do. I'm glad they said that because I hate to see, the arts all of a sudden succumb to the nanny government. But here is the other side of this. This is the exact other side. Here is a fellow, quit his job, he's got a new business going, he's written a book, and it says parents should let their kids do dangerous things. And he lists dangerous things you should do with your kids because we're just trying to protect our kids so much that they don't even know about danger. The things kids should be doing, it says many parents would forbid their kids from doing all kinds of things, like throw stuff in a moving car, drive a nail, find a beehive, glue your fingers together with super glue. He says kids need to learn to do these things so they know what's dangerous and how to protect themselves. So released his book is 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do, with easy-to-follow instructions. It's a guidebook for overprotective parents. Now, I had an overprotective parent, and boy, she she ruled the roost. I just learned how to get around her. I did some very dangerous things as a rebellion against my overprotective parents. They don't want that because I did stupid stuff. So let's get into some of this. He's got a tinkering school and blah, blah, blah. And he has a farm that actually is on a UC and Half Moon Bay farm where he lets kids do all kinds of dangerous things. They build a roller coaster. He's opening schools in Seattle and Baltimore. He got his inspiration from his childhood growing up in Mendocino. And he wants kids to play with fire, learn to throw rocks and lick batteries and deconstruct appliances, even drive a car, put strange things in the microwave. He goes on, and you know something? I support it. Cut a grape in half and open it like a book. Put it in for three seconds in a microwave. He says it sparks. Oh, boy, can't wait to go do that. Okay, friends, I want to talk to you about marriage. Are you married? Well, for how much longer? I'm going to give you some of the early warning signs and when to look out for those warning signs that your marriage may be in for trouble. Now, not tomorrow or next week, but maybe in a year or two. Those milestones that can be very, very important in a marriage, all right? If you're married and you're not, you're going to want to hear this. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we will send you a powerful, life-changing CD absolutely free. Call 800-210-8225. That's 800-210-8225. Call 800-210-8225 now.
Hey, remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Did your retirement investment lose money while Wall Street got bailed out? If so, retirementadvocate.org has a bailout program for you, the hardworking Americans on Main Street. Roll over any retirement account to us and we'll add 11% the very same day. Plus, we'll match 11% on any new funds you contribute for the next 7 years. Call 800-670-1615 and give yourself an 11% match for 7 straight years. That's 800-670-1615.
All remodeling contractors are not alike. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Contractors have a terrible reputation for taking the customer's money and running as fast as they can. System Pavers has spent nearly 2 decades providing quality and service to reverse that ugly trend. Just ask our 35,000 satisfied customers why they depend on System Pavers for their outdoor home makeovers. We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee and a 25-year comprehensive warranty. That's unheard of in the remodeling industry. Another indication is the volume of repeat business from customers that ask us to add additional products to their existing installations, interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, outdoor lighting, and custom built-in barbecues. Click systempavers.com or call us 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-PAVE-002, 888-PAVE-002.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
So come on.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program once again. Let's talk to Sandy. How you doing, Sandy?
Hi, Dr. Adell.
Hi.
Okay, hi, it's Sandy. I had a tummy tuck in April of 08 due to a non-surgical large weight loss. And I have had painful scar tissue ever since and been to many physicians and physical therapy and just wondering if you have any suggestions for me.
Wow, that's interesting. So they did the standard deal. They took the hanging flap of skin, they removed it, sewed the skin together, and now you're having pain all along the scar or at some points along the scar or other places?
It's in the area of, it's the lower abdomen, so it's in the area of the of where the surgery was done. It's not straight line of the incision. It's all down in that lower pelvic area, bilateral.
Huh. And when you push on this, in other words, I just good medicine would dictate that you be considered a patient with lower abdominal pain, and then you go through, you know, from A to Z, all the things that can cause it. In other words, I would push and shove on your belly to see if that makes it hurt. I would make sure we're not missing some ovarian cysts or some other thing that can cause pelvic pain and not just automatically attribute it to the surgery, because that's unusual. But it should be said that in some folks, you can cut a nerve and the nerves get irritated. And the nerves can grow little knobs on the end, and they can become painful. And it's a kind of a thing that a pain specialist would be best to deal with, because there's tricky types of treatment for those kind of things that are not the same deal I'd give you if you came to me with a headache and had routine kind of pain. So when I push on it, can I reproduce the pain by pushing on your lower abdomen?
You can feel, yes, I can feel the pain if you were to push on it. But when I stretch, because they have me doing a lot of stretches, when I stretch is when I feel like I'm all, like something's very tight down there. Something's been tied together very tight. And a few professionals have told me that it's scar tissue. And
had, yes.
Yeah. And had I been sent for treatment early on, this wouldn't have happened. But unfortunately, plastic surgeon told me that everything was fine. And it wasn't until it was 6 months out that I started going off to other avenues myself.
Right, right. Well, of course, you want scar tissue to form. That's the whole point of the operation, everything to bind together. I mean, I don't see there's anything here that your surgeon did wrong unless they, you know, poured a bunch of talcum powder in your open wound or something like that. When you stretch, does that induce the pain or you just feel a tightness?
I just feel the tightness. It's very pulling all the time. It's just it just hurts all the time. I mean,
right,
the only
relief
I have is when I'm sleeping.
All right. How about when you do the opposite? If you do like a sit-up and you crunch your stomach in the opposite direction instead of stretching it out, what happens?
It feels better when I do that. It feels better in a fetal position, correct.
Right, right. Okay, well, listen, it sounds like indeed there's something going on with some scar tissue, either yanking on the nerves or the nerves themselves have gotten sensitive. These are all, a whole variety of neuropathies. And again, that doesn't mean it's hopeless. First of all, we were expecting it to be in a market this year. It looks like it'll probably, well, maybe it will be this year. I meant 2009. A scar-dissolving collagenase-based medication that might be helpful for people with scars that tug and pull. I still would want you to see a sophisticated pain clinic and look at, the kind of pain, for instance, when people have their limbs amputated and they get pain at the site and they feel like their limb is still there. So we are a slave to the signals that our nerves send back to the brain. So there's a lot of work in diabetic neuropathy and other kinds of neuropathic syndromes are called, and you might need to talk to a neurologist where their knowledge base can overlap with the pain doctors and get yourself treated and see what they can come up with. I also think time is going to be helpful, so I would encourage you to keep doing the stretching exercises, because you can see we're still kind of guessing about this, all right? And let me know how you do. All right, I want to talk to you about milestones in marriage and divorce and when you need to really be on the lookout and what are you looking out for. It says here you can tell marriages that are heading for divorce court. I'll be right back.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Get ready to vote whether to suspend California's landmark global warming law. A business group has gathered twice as many signatures as necessary to put the suspension on the ballot in November. The sea turtles washing up dead on the beaches of Mississippi did not die of oil contamination. That's the preliminary report. The winds have changed over the North Atlantic, so more volcanic ash is headed to Ireland. Their airports will be closed tomorrow. No other airports are affected. The SUV full of explosives in Times Square had recently been sold for cash. It had stolen license plates and the vehicle ID number had been scratched off. Police have no suspects. This is KGO.
Some people worry that we're creating a welfare state. The fact is, California is the welfare state.
Meg Whitman talks about the California welfare system.
Did you know that California has twice the population of New York, but five times as many welfare cases? 32% of all welfare caseloads in America are here in California. We provide among the highest cash welfare checks of any state, but only 22% of our recipients work for their benefits. The system is broken, but we can fix it. Let's cut the lifetime welfare benefit from 5 years to two, and let's put able-bodied welfare recipients to work, looking for employment, performing community service, or working toward a GED. If they don't, they lose their benefits. Welfare can't be a way of life. We need to help those in need, but we need to do it in a way that's accountable, sensible, and strengthens our communities.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor 2010.
It's time for a new California. What do you think? Share your ideas and read my plan at talktomeg.com.
Taxi.
A business owner is always on the road.
Where to?
Downtown. Big meeting.
So your smartphone needs to be a lifeline to your business.
Here you go. Keep it.
Thanks. Good luck, pal.
Keeping you connected and on schedule. Even accessing important files, like the presentation you just left in the cab.
Not good.
So here's your moment of truth. Which 3G network do you want when the deal is on the line? Simple. When you want your 3G network to work, you want Verizon.
Oh, yeah. Got the email, printed the file. We're good to go.
Visit Verizon to see how our smartphones can help put your business on the map. And buy one BlackBerry Curve for $29.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get one free. Talk to a small business specialist or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ today. Phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Cutting coupons, searching for sales, you may be looking for easy ways to stretch your dollars. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give Fremont Bank a call. So far this year, we've helped over 3,500 homeowners refinance their mortgages. Right now, Fremont Bank is offering a fixed-rate mortgage with no closing costs or points at a rate as low as 4.5% APR. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We have honored our commitment to the community by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. We are one of the oldest independent family-owned banks in California. Find out for yourself to apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.5% APR. Call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4/30/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Brian Copeland here, cleaning out the closet. Did you know the items you donate to Goodwill take on a new life, creating job opportunities for almost 17,000 people through career training and placement each year? Donating also helps divert almost 70 million pounds of goods that would otherwise end up in a landfill. Donate today to your local Goodwill, the ultimate recycler. To find a donation location near you, go to BayAreaGoodwills.org. That's BayAreaGoodwills.org.
Beach Blanket Babylon, the San Francisco Chronicle's newest review says Beach Blanket Babylon is a constant cascade of showstoppers. This is the real San Francisco treat. Visit BeachBlanketBabylon.com today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, the beginning of this article, the sentence could have been lifted from this show. I'm not accusing the writer of that. It's just something I've said many times, and I know the writer's too young to remember these days. But on the scale of life, let me quote you. On the scale of life's most stressful events, developed by psychiatrists Holmes and Rea, they were psychologists, actually, in the 60s, divorce and separation hold second and third place only after the death of a spouse. In other words, divorce or separation is one of the most horrible things that can happen to you. Beat out only by death of a spouse or death of a child or a loved one. And the end of a serious relationship is fraught with lots of difficulties and traumas. It's not just, you know, emotional. You got to move. You got to move. Financial security, responsibility for kids, loss of day-to-day contact with children, arguments, lawyers, the whole deal. So the article is saying that there are three peaks in divorce over your lifetime. Three key stages in the life of a relationship when it's most prone to a breakdown. So don't be silly. Stay aware of this. You ready? The first peak at the beginning. Then when you have young children. And then in midlife, the new big peak. Divorce rates peak 3 years into marriage. Most of these failed relationships went wrong the moment the romance died and insurmountable differences were uncovered. Parenthood provokes a second spike in divorce and separation statistics. A fifth of all marriages end within 5 years after the birth of the first child. And while youth may be an ideal time for physiological reproduction, not the best time to establish a lifelong partnership. People change profoundly when they become parents, and now that both tend to work longer hours than ever before, they rarely find time for themselves, let alone for each other. And the demands of kids, you know, you don't get choices in this stuff. You know, you can get babysitters when they're a certain age, certain windows. Other than that, what can I tell you? Then the third, which interests me, is given the length of time that we all live these days, well, it shouldn't be a surprise that the final peak is in midlife, with more people over 60 now divorcing than ever before. I have a lawyer friend that had a 93-year-old couple came in to get divorced. 93 years old. And he said, though, how come you waited till you're 93 to get divorced? And they said, well, we wanted to wait till the kids were dead. That was a joke. I'll print up the punchline for you as you leave the auditorium. Given the length of time that we live with our health and sexual appetites less compromised than any other time in history, it's unsurprising that so many couples should ride the first two peaks only to find themselves falling at the final hurdle, midlife. You know, we just talked yesterday about 35 as a new 40. The stresses, etc., on us, stresses financially, stresses about healthcare, stresses about life in general, means that people are now entering middle age at 35 instead of our normal description of middle age at 40. Those who stayed married for the kids find there's little now to keep them together. And they, you know, then they give you some little tips and pieces of advice. I won't go through those. You probably know most of them. People want the ages of 50 to 70 to be everything that 30 to 50 wasn't. And when they see it's not going to be that way, that's maybe why there are so many divorces late. The assumption buried deep in our psyche is that someone must be to blame for being the bad one if a relationship fails. And we go down that path, that's getting nowhere. You know, both partners have to take responsibility. And if it's all the other person's fault, then it's your fault for not seeing it and marrying them in the first place. Divorce is the result of prolonged and complex combinations of irreconcilable forces that might have been prevented with hindsight and greater awareness, but then again, could have happened anyway. And let's see what else here you might need. Blah, blah, blah. So it's preventive medicine. Thinking about all this stuff ahead of time is the way to fight it. All right, let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael? Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I have chronic regional pain syndrome. I will be getting a nerve block next week. I've been on Duragesic for 2 years, and last time I tried to discontinue it by reducing every other day by 2 hours the patch, I still got very sick. Unfortunately, primary care couldn't shed any light, and the package insert does not have, they weren't required to provide any guidance, and I thought I'd ask you if you could give me some guidelines.
Oh, boy. You know, your question just raises a gaping hole in medical care in America. You know, we let the drug companies come up with all these analgesics. We prescribe them and administer them, And then when you get into trouble and you get addicted to some of it, then we have no help for you whatsoever. The truth is, there's a lot of things we can do to help you, but our precious government makes it really difficult to do that. They don't teach doctors how to do it. I don't know how many rich and famous people have to get hooked on OxyContin and opiates and powerful pain pills before we realize, hey, we've got to help people in this situation. I'm going to have a doctor on here on the program. I'm going to do a phone interview with someone I know who deals with this all the time, and he's terribly frustrated. He cannot get anyone to listen. There are some new miracle drugs for this. And the bottom line, my advice to you, Michael, is find yourself an addictionologist. Find yourself someone who specializes in this and who can help you, because you're going to need help. You're going to get the, you know, the nerve block or section. And you should, you know, hopefully be feeling a lot better and not need these medications. But once again, while the system does everything it can to encourage us to write prescriptions for these things and to administer them, there are two other sides. One is we don't talk about how to get you off them. And two is we often, in some quarters of medical practice and administration, we discourage doctors from using these very powerful painkillers because they can help. They can help. And they are the best that we have. And yet, whenever someone gets hooked on them, we blame the doctors. You know, we think the doctors are pill pushers. And so we're very hesitant. And the government encourages that. They send us letters all the time. Be careful. You don't want us knocking on your door. Be careful how you write prescriptions. We're looking at your prescriptions. Because every time I write a prescription for a powerful painkiller, a copy of it goes to the feds. So who needs it? So you suffer. In one sense, and then there are doctors who do write these prescriptions, and indeed, it is rare, by the way, that pain patients get in real trouble. In other words, it's not most of them. Your situation is probably 5 or 10% of the time, although I don't believe how the statistics were gathered. I think it's probably a lot worse than that. And as I said, you need the help of an addictionologist, and I can certainly have Heather give you the name of the doctor I'm going to have on. Because he's local, if I judge where you're calling from. So that would be the best thing that I can do for you. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
Honey, why are you digging this hole?
Well, it's kind of a metaphor thing. I'm trying to find the bottom of the housing market.
Yes, I see that. Well, besides being incredibly weird, it's also impossible. No one can find the bottom of the market.
Got something here.
Tell me, does our sprinkler system think it's a good time to buy?
If you're in the market for a home, buying conditions have never been better. Visit houselogic.com/buy and sell for more information. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
For putting the family's health first and her priorities last. For the stress she endures daily and the relief she so clearly deserves. For so many reasons and more, Mother's Day is Massage Day with a gift card from Massage Envy. With professional massage therapists and convenient hours and locations, Mom can enjoy a healthy getaway when she needs it most.
A soothing one-hour massage session at Massage Envy is only $49 for first-time guests at any of their 29 Bay Area locations.
Spring is here. Get ready for beach weather. Get rid of your toenail fungus now. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask their patients.
If you really want to have really great, beautiful toenails, I recommend that you do it because, believe me, it does work.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. Here's Mike, who tried everything before the new toes treatment.
For 8 years, I put the creams and the gels every morning. Did nothing. Well, kept it at bay, but it never got rid of it. And now they are perfect.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Get ready for spring. Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment. Or go to 800newtoes.com and get rid of your toenail fungus now. With 6 locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
For Armstrong Painting, this is Val Sharp. I'm down on Montgomery Street. Your name is?
Kevin. I'm a plumber.
What do you think is more well-known in the Bay Area, Armstrong Painting or the Golden Gate Bridge?
It's easy, the Golden Gate Bridge.
But you have a weird look on your face now. What is it?
Why are you arguing with me with the Golden Gate Bridge?
Have you ever looked out the window and seen the Golden Gate Bridge up on a ladder painting a house in your neighborhood?
No.
Well, Armstrong has painted more houses than just about anyone in the Bay Area.
777 and a 1234.
You know that guy.
I know that guy.
You know, if you call today, you're going to get the lowest painting bid possible. You're going to get a free color consultation.
Yeah.
Armstrong has this brand new paint technology. It's called Cool Wall Plus. It's 10 times thicker than regular house paint.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I can understand how you like the Golden Gate Bridge. It is a likable thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Would you say that Armstrong is more well-known than the Dumbarton Bridge?
Oh, by far.
Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, three sevens, and a 1234.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Sydney, Dr. Edel here. How can I help you?
Yes, Dr. Edel. My mother was diagnosed about a week ago with a disease I never heard of. It's called progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, I believe.
Congratulations. You got it perfect. You got it perfect, although it's not a disease to laugh at. Tell me a little about her. Does she... did this has happened out of the blue, or has she been someone who has had a transplant or cancer, lymphoma, or AIDS, or any other disease?
No, she's just out the blue. She was clipping some bushes in the backyard one day, and she fell, and ever since then, something made her fall, and ever since then, she hasn't been able to walk correctly, and her speech has been slurred a little, and this happened back in August, and the doctor's been doing tests, MRIs, and finally did a biopsy, and they finally came back with the results about a week ago. And I've been reading stuff that, you know, most people that get this, you know, might be anywhere from weeks to months they die. But she's been, you know, she hasn't deteriorated ever since August. She's still walking a little bit better.
Oh, that's great. I was going to ask you, that's great news. Let's talk about this illness, progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy. Congratulations, you pronounced it perfectly. I'm amazed. Good for you. You know what it is? Here's what's weird about it. We think it's a virus that has been in your body all your life that doesn't harm us because our immune systems are strong enough to keep it in check. And then something happens. You see this in, we learn a lot about this with HIV, which affects the immune system. When the immune system goes down, this virus can go crazy, start to grow, and it causes this potentially terrible neurological disease. So people taking a lot of steroids, or people with cancer, as I mentioned, or other reasons for depressing their immune system can get it. We give antiviral drugs is considered the treatment. It used to be, you know, 90% fatal. 90% fatal. And it's around 50%, but that includes a lot of folks with HIV, etc. And if you don't have HIV, the prognosis is still not good. It is, your mother's already starting to set records because, you know, some of the bad numbers show maybe 80% of people dying within the first 6 months. But there are people who recover. They can recover. So it is a fascinating and interesting situation about our relationship between viruses and our immune systems. And as long as she's stable and getting better, boy, I keep praying and keep my fingers crossed and maybe she'll be okay. And I'm glad they got a diagnosis by doing a biopsy, which seems severe, but that's the only way that you can do it, you know? So, okay, let's talk to Carla. Welcome to the program, Carla.
Hi, Dr. Dean. I have a question. I finally heard you yesterday, and I'm going to give up my vitamins. And I've been taking them for 10 years, and I take about 18 of them every morning, so I've got a lot of them in my system. You haven't mentioned how to stop. Do I wake up tomorrow and take none of them again, or do I wean off slowly, or what do you think?
That's an interesting question. I don't know anyone has ever seriously addressed it, but I don't know anyone who seriously thinks would be a problem just to stop tomorrow. There's a funny little thing. You can set yourself up for a situation. You, of course, have all heard of the placebo effect, and there's also something called the nocebo effect. So, you know, if you watch a talk show, it says, I gave up my vitamins, and the next day I felt horrible. I was tired. I couldn't move. Then sure enough, you're going to feel that. But the studies we've done double-blind, when you take people and give them a fake pill and they think they're getting the vitamins, it doesn't affect them at all, and they should go into withdrawal. If among your vitamins are things that you should be rational about, in other words, for some people, I still think B12 and folic acid can be positive, calcium can be positive. Some people, fish oil may help. They have incipient heart disease, etc. So among your supplements may be something your doctor wants you to take, but if you're perfectly healthy and you eat a reasonable diet, the evidence tells us there will be no harm. And matter of fact, you might do better because we found some vitamins. Although I don't want to overplay this because this is going to take a little longer to figure out which vitamins, but some seem to be harmful. We're seeing now with folic acid increases possibly in prostate cancer, and even women who take folic acid. We want all women to take folic acid before they get pregnant and while they're pregnant to prevent spinal bifida. But women who take folic acid, their baby's more likely to have lung illness and stuff. It's just, we have so much to learn, so shouldn't be a problem. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adel, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK.
Today, you can strengthen and secure your future and help California move forward. Today, you can buy a California bond. Right now, the Department of Water Resources is issuing about $2 billion in bonds. These bonds offer a highly rated tax-exempt investment opportunity, and they're backed by a dedicated stream of revenues. By taking advantage of an early order period, you'll have first choice of bonds and available maturities before the large institutions get in. And you won't have to pay any upfront sales commission on the bonds you purchase during this pre-sale period. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com or contact your broker today, because this special pre-sale ends May 4th. Invest in your future. Move California forward. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
And now Grocery Outlet presents Thoughts from Aisle 3. Dear Moms, thank you for everything you do, have done, will do, and will have done by the time you hear this. That's the future pluperfect for you grammar fans out there. Pluperfect aside, you're perfect, and we want to thank you, which is why Grocery Outlet is selling beautiful orchids for just $9.99. We're not suggesting you buy them, Mom. No, we're suggesting you mention this to your children or husband, then they can buy you an orchid at Grocery Outlet. Mm-hmm, sneaky. Of course, you can also get a 3-pound package of Harris Ranch frozen beef burger patties for just $4.99. You save $3. Plus, Ocean Spray 64-ounce juice and flavors like tropical citrus and cranberry strawberry bananas, just $1.49. That's a 50% savings. And a 1-pound container of fresh strawberries is just 99 cents. It's more than perfect. It's future pluperfect.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Each family run and independently operated. Go to groceryoutlet.com or call 888-BARGAIN for the store nearest you.
The A's have something special. It's called heart. And if everybody in the world shared the heart of an Oakland A's baseball player, the world would be a better place. Kids would jump on the chores. My car would be ready on Tuesday, not Friday. The chef at the cafeteria would take the mystery out of the mystery meat. That's right. If everyone played with the heart and passion of the Oakland A's, the world would be a better place. The Oakland A's. Green collar baseball.
Friday, May 7th is fireworks night presented by Xfinity, where fans can watch from the outfield grass. For tickets, go to OaklandAthletics.com.
The Northern California Broadcasters Association invites you to a radio industry job fair Monday evening, May 10th, located at the Park 55 Hotel from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Bay Area radio station representatives will provide information and answer questions about a future in the radio industry. Stop by the Mission Room early at 5 p.m. for a 30-minute presentation about different types of jobs at a radio station. Bring multiple copies of your resume Monday, May 10th to the Park 55 Hotel. Admission is free. For more information, visit ncradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Let's talk to Kimberly. How you doing, Kimberly?
Dr.
Jersey, Nadelle. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a 46-year-old woman, and I have always had inverted nipples. Despite having inverted nipples, I've always been able to breastfeed three children. But I'm wondering if there's a way that's non-surgical that I could have my nipples come out when I'm aroused, like that.
Okay. I didn't hear the end of the sentence. You want your nipples to come out during, did you say arousal?
Yes.
Are you wanting to do this yourself, or you got somebody urging you to do this?
Nope. This is something that I have always wanted to do.
Yes. Well, listen, the standard is a very, very simple. It's a surgical deal. You mentioned non-surgical. It's a little incision, and it works. What I'm wondering is the kind of things that we try on women pre-breastfeeding to help them would work. Everything from physical manipulation and massage to stretch out the fibers. There's some women use breast pumps, but you had no trouble breastfeeding. There's a variety of things, and I just am wondering whether the person for you to talk to, and this might sound a little unusual, is, you know, a lactation consultant. They seem to know the most about this stuff, and whether they can come up with simple, you know, simple tricks. I mean, there are things you can do. There's this, there's a device, I forgot the name of it, and the company. It uses tissue expansion. Essentially, it, you know, you wear it in your bra and you wear it all the time, and the speed of correction just simply depends on how much you can wear it. And it's a little bit like the Brava bra system, and it puts a little suction on the nipple, and you have a little syringe and you suck out the air, and it is it seems to work. I think that's probably makes the most sense, because we have learned with these types of devices that we can create tissue to grow. When, for instance, when a man is bald and you want to take out the bald spot and sew the sides together, the first thing you do is put these tissue expanders underneath his scalp to stretch out more skin. We do this prior to reconstructing a woman's breasts after breast cancer surgery. So you can definitely stretch it. The Brava system is for the whole breast and uses suction. And this little thing, his name I've forgotten, uses the same deal. And you look at the before and after pictures the manufacturer comes up with. Not that I always believe that, but I've heard positive things, and it does make sense that you wear it for, you're going to have to, I don't know the length of time, but I would suspect it would take weeks or a few months of wearing these things to get the results that you want. And it makes, I probably would go to that. It's non-surgical, probably inexpensive, and give that a try if you don't want to seek help from a professional. All right, that is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click on the radio graphic and enter the promo code KGO to get your free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, KGO. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. Free headset. Sets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click on the radio graphic and enter the promo code KGO.
In many things, precision is important. With a cancer diagnosis, it's everything. Knowing the exact location of a tumor and attacking it with pinpoint accuracy can mean the difference between life and death. That's why many cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. We now offer CyberKnife radiotherapy to treat brain, lung, spine, and prostate tumors. The CyberKnife works with precisely targeted bursts of high-dose radiation to pinpoint tumors without harming surrounding tissue. It's outpatient treatment that requires no incisions or anesthesia, and it takes fewer treatments than typical radiation to achieve success. It all takes place in our custom-built facility, where we'll also be hosting research and training visiting physicians. CyberKnife is just one of the advanced treatments we're using to take aim at cancer. So if you have cancer, you know precisely where to go. For more information, visit elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. Afternoon, everybody. We're going